from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. A top aide to Kim Jong-un will make a rare visit to Washington Friday to hand a letter from the North Korean leader to President Donald Trump. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who is in talks for a summit between the two sides, made the announcement. Sagar Magani reports.
The president spoke just as his top diplomat was starting a meeting in New York with one of Kim Jong-un's top deputies.
We're doing very well with North Korea.
And says he expects the delegation from Pyongyang will visit Washington tomorrow.
A letter is going to be delivered to me from Kim Jong-un.
The president says he doesn't know what's in the letter, but expects it to be very positive, and adds he still hopes to meet with Kim in Singapore next month at a summit he canceled, but has since said could still happen. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States is escalating trade tensions, imposing tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from the European Union, Canada, and Mexico, beginning on Friday. But the negative reaction from some of America's most important strategic allies has been quick and fierce. Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne tells Canadian TV that Canada will respond sharply.
The time for talk is done. Donald Trump is a bully, and the only way to deal with a bully is to stand up and push back. And we have to do that. That is exactly what we need to do as a country at this moment.
President Trump has repeatedly said such measures aren't necessary to protect American jobs. On Wall Street, U.S. stocks turned sharply lower, with the Dow falling more than 200 points due to fears that the Trump tariffs have reignited a trade war. You're listening to VOA News.